Let's go back to Busch Stadium and bring in Alex Pavlovich of the Bay Area Newspaper Group at Alex Pavlovich on Twitter. Al, how are you?
Good. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing great. So where are you now, and what's the weather like in St. Louis? We'll start with that.
I am walking out of the press box so that you don't have Lance Lynn talking behind me, but the weather's fine. It was raining quite a bit yesterday, but it's cleared up. It's cold, but, you know, that's to be expected this time of year in St. Louis. So pretty similar to what we had in Washington, I think.
All right. Alex, if Lynn is talking now, and that would mean he's the pitcher for game two, if Wainwright does have a problem early, and I know he says he's going to be fine, that would eliminate, I guess, Lynn from coming in today.
Well, yeah, I think so. But, you know, I think they probably have a backup plan, and it probably would involve Shelby Miller or, you know, Marco Gonzalez is a starter who's on their roster now as a left-handed reliever. So I think they would have other ways to go. I doubt they would bring Lynn in anyway if Wainwright went out there and had to come out early. I think then you put yourself in a really tough spot for two games instead of one.
Yeah, I bet Waka probably is the other guy they're working for long relief. Michael Waka is very tough as well. Any news on Michael Morse? I know he's on the roster. Gary Brown is off the roster. What happens with Michael Morse today? Do you think you'll see him in there?
Well, he's not in the starting lineup. It's Travis Ciciacalla again, but that was to be expected, and that was something we were told yesterday. I think people have to realize Morse has two at bats since August 31st, and that's really a difficult position for him to be in. They would love it if he could contribute in the series and at least be a threat off the bench. I think that's something they didn't really have in the last series, and that's probably the role that they envisioned for him. And who knows? The last series, Ciciacalla and Perez didn't really do anything. So maybe at some point here, you look at sticking Morse in left field and trying to catch lightning in a bottle, as they always try to do. But for now, people have to remember this guy's had two at bats in the last month and a half. So it's going to be an adjustment for him. And it's not going to be like it was before. You're not just going to stick him right in there and have a middle-of-the-lineup bat again. I think it's going to take him a couple weeks to get back to where he was.
Alex, how's the buzz in St. Louis about this series? You're out there, I'm sure you're going out to dinner and walking around the city a little bit. What's it like?
It's, you know, this is a red town. There's everybody in the hotel that was checking in today was wearing Molina jerseys and Wainwright jerseys and Cardinals gear and there's some protests down here because of the Ferguson stuff, but I think pretty much everybody else downtown is wearing red. So it's to be expected. It's what we've seen in the past when we've come here. And I don't know if the crowd here is ever one of the loudest that we hear, but they certainly show up and they fill the place and they all wear red and the whole town wears it. So it's kind of what we've grown to see when we come here.
Any injuries or anything about the team that we should be alerted to before we get started in this thing? Anything unusual happening on the 25-man roster?
Not that I know of. So I think, you know, everything seemed okay yesterday. The guys got a couple days rest, and everybody seemed pretty excited to get going here. It's a little weird when you have that early clinch and you have to wait. And, you know, somebody pointed out to me just now on Twitter that they're going to be watching two ALCS games before they even take the field here. So I think guys are probably watching those games and itching to get out there.
You know, what's funny about this, the wild card, Major League Baseball went all out to make it difficult for the wild card, to make them go through hoops and jumping through the miniature golf course of hitting the golf ball through the clown's nose and all that. And as it turned out, the Giants, they're full strength. The pitching is all set up. Cardinals, of course, they get out in four games against the Dodgers. They're all set up. I don't even think about wild card anymore. This is just Giants-Cardinals.
Yeah, I think that's been overplayed a little bit. I think, you know, it is difficult to get through that one game, and that's certainly a tough one. But once you get through it, it really doesn't affect you at all. And I do think sometimes you're better off because these guys get used to playing every day. And I think that first game in Washington, I think the Nationals were affected by not playing for, you know, 4 or 5 days while the Giants were out there working out for Pittsburgh, and then they beat Pittsburgh, and they went straight to Washington. And they're ready to go. I do think if you can get through that game, yeah, it ruins your pitching a little bit. But Bumgarner went out there and pitched nine innings. It didn't affect the bullpen at all. All it did was bump him back a little bit in the National Series. But most times you're only going to get, you know, unless you go five, you're looking at your top three or four guys going anyway. So I don't think it makes too big a difference once you get out of that game.
You've seen all the Cardinal-Giant games this year. What's your take on Cardinal-Giants? Who are the keys for you? What should we look out for today?
you know, it's going to be close. I think everybody fully expects to come back here, and we were talking about it last night, and everybody expects to come back here for a game six or a game seven. I think these teams are just, they play the same way. They're built on pitching, and they play good defense, and they get timely hits, and they're opportunistic. They'll beat you any way they can, and I think we've seen that the last 4 or 5 years. It's kind of the trademark for both teams. So I fully expect this series to be one where it'll be the little things. It'll be, did somebody throw a bunt away? Did somebody, you know, throw a wild pitch with the base loaded? Things like that. Same in the last series. I mean, the Giants and Nationals, as fun as that was for Giants fans, and as good as the team feels about kind of going out there and beating the best team in the National League, they scored 9 runs and the Nationals scored 9 runs. It was a matter of when they did it and how they did it and holding on to those leads. So I think we're in for the same thing this series.
Mike Matheny, have something to prove here in this one, because the Giants kind of, I don't want to say took him apart, but came back 3-1 on him last time?
I don't know that he has anything to prove. I think once you reach the time of the year, you know, he's gotten them to this point over and over again. So I think he's proved that he's one of the better managers in the National League. I think for me, it's a matter of seeing if he's a little bit more urgent this time around, and I think he will be. Everything he said the last couple of days, he seems to have learned from 2012 and learned from watching Bruce Bochy and talking to Bruce Bochy that you have to manage different this time of year. And it's funny to me to see guys like Matt Williams say, well, you know, that's the way we did it in the seventh inning all year. So we're going to go out there with Barrett and Thornton and do it again instead of mixing it up. And he said, that's the way we did it. I think Bochy realizes that you don't do it that way. And Matheny has started to realize that too. And to me, the thing that was really kind of glaring was watching them in that last series against the Dodgers. And when Rosenthal would get into trouble, he had Carlos Martinez warming up, and he didn't care that he might have to pull his closer in the ninth inning of a one-run game. He was going to go out there and find a way to get that 27th out. So I do think he's learned. I think he's gotten better. We have to remember that this is a guy who's still a relative neophyte in terms of being a manager and hasn't been in the spot a whole lot and hasn't had a chance to make those mistakes for years and years as Bruce Bochy had a chance to kind of learn year after year after year. So I think it's going to be much better than we saw in 2012, you know, we'll see if it works out for him.
Hey, Alex Pavlovich with us. Alex, if the Giants are leading after six, is it Strickland to Romo to Casilla? Is that what we should expect, or does a lefty get mixed in there somewhere?
Well, I think we always see the lefties get mixed in, and you'll see it here too. I mean, again, this is a team with some good left-handed hitters, and some of their better hitters are left-handers, and they mix them up and down the lineup. So I do think this will be a huge series for Javi Lopez and for Jeremy Affel too. This will be big for him. He was in the last series. He didn't make the impact he usually does, I think, and you know, may have not been in the mix like he usually is. So this will be different for him. I think those two left-handers for the Giants are going to be key, because you're talking about guys like Carpenter and Matt Adams, and even guys down at the bottom of their lineup are left-handed hitters. So it's going to be a big one for those two guys. I don't think we're going to see any, you know, kind of like the Royals do it, where they have Escobar and Davis and Holland. I don't think we're going to see any of that. I think Bochy's going to do what he always does and go with the matchups. If he feels like Strickland has the right matchups, he'll definitely throw him out there. If it's Lopez or Affel, it's going to be one of those guys. You know, we'll see Machi in this series. Heck, we might see Tim Lincecum. So it'll be whatever you can to get that out.
Boy, interesting. Yeah, John Jay. You got Kelton Wong, left-handed hitter. You've got some people that they'll have to deal with. Hey, Alex, I appreciate it. I'd love to have you on tomorrow, and this is going to be a great story. We'll follow you on Twitter and read the blog. And here we go, game one of what should be an amazing journey, where the winner, can you believe this, goes to the World Series. How about that? How about that?
Well, that's how it's set up. So.
Yes, it
is. We were texting about this. For me, this happened my first year, so nothing really shocks me anymore.
All right, you're used to it. All right. Hey, Alex, thanks so much, and we'll chat with you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you. Alex Pavlovich back at Busch Stadium. Yeah,